It's Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. You want to get a drink at a bar or dinner at a restaurant in Los Angeles? Well, you better be able to prove you're vaccinated against COVID-19 by November 6th or you're not getting inside. The LA City Council voted 11-2 today to adopt the vaccination requirement for bars, restaurants, gyms, and other indoor places in the city. KPECC health reporter Jackie Fortier says Mayor Eric Garcetti signed that requirement about 20 minutes ago.
The sweeping new law will require people 12 and up to be fully vaccinated to attend a Lakers game or eat inside a restaurant. There are exemptions. People who claim a medical or religious reason for not getting vaccinated can instead provide a negative coronavirus test 72 hours prior. Those who aren't vaccinated can still use outdoor areas and are allowed to briefly go inside to use the restroom, order food, or pick up an item if they're masked. Business groups say it will be confusing since it includes more businesses than the county health order and could mean different rules on either side of a street. One city council member called the law unenforceable. It will take effect 30 days after it's signed into law by LA Mayor Eric Garcetti. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
One more note on Jackie's story. LA's vaccination requirement will take effect around the first week of November, and that is 3 weeks ahead of Thanksgiving. You remember that last year, that's when COVID-19 began to spread widely, which led to the frightening surge in cases in December and deaths in January and February. Warnings first, fines not until November 29th. More now on COVID-19. Nursing homes in California have reported more than 60,000 COVID-19 cases, and there are serious questions about how well some of those homes protect their patients from infection. The Assembly Health Committee heard testimony yesterday from advocates who say many nursing homes are run by owners without state licenses, and the State Department of Public Health lets it happen. Attorney Tony Chikatal with the group California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform say that's dangerous for patients.
Operating without state approval, what we call nursing home squatting, is not just a violation of our state policy and our public safety norms. It invites suffering and death. Facilities run by squatters are among the worst nursing homes in the state.
And Tony Chikatal says they're often home to more low-income Californians and Californians of color. KPCC's Aaron Mendelson has investigated nursing homes in the state. You can read what he found at LAist.com/nursing homes. Now, to the big spill off the Orange County coast. The U.S. Coast Guard says currents are breaking up and scattering the oil. That will make it tougher to skim it off the surface of the ocean. The spill is generally heading south. Also, there is still some question about just how much oil leaked from the 17-mile-long pipeline, that runs from a platform off Huntington Beach to a terminal in Long Beach. And let's look at that platform for a moment. It's one of three off the Orange County coast. The spill has renewed calls to end offshore drilling and decommission those platforms and others. The platforms are huge. Some of them are taller than the Eiffel Tower. Jerry Schubel, the president emeritus at the Long Beach Aquarium of the Pacific, says cap the wells, but leave the platforms right there.
We could use them for offshore monitoring and research sites. We could use them for offshore sites for wind energy, for offshore sites for aquaculture.
Aquaculture is when you raise fish or other marine life or grow marine plants. Jerry Schubel says the platforms are already home to lots of sea creatures.
They're encrusted with invertebrates, and the areas underneath them are homes for many fish. They're havens for life right now.
Jerry Schubel, the president emeritus of the Long Beach Aquarium of the Pacific. There are 27 oil and gas platforms off the California coast, many of them near Santa Barbara. A dozen have stopped producing oil and gas. Half of those are in the early stages of decommissioning. Well, the Dodgers host the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League wild card game tonight. First pitch, 5:10, one and done. The winner moves on to the National League Division Series against the Giants in San Francisco. The loser's season is over. That means the Dodgers, with 106 wins in 2021, could be done after tonight. But it also means the Cardinals, who set a team record in September with 17 straight wins, could be done instead. The Dodgers send their new ace and future Hall of Fame pitcher Max Scherzer to the mound. This season, Max beat the Cardinals twice, once with the Nationals, once with the Dodgers, 14 innings combined in those games. No earned runs allowed. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.